Gamers Haven podcast proudly presents a companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Forple Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Okie dokie. Let's talk about sex, babe.
God, you know, I stopped myself from doing that.
Ow!
You
just, I did it. I know.
I had enough restraint the one time. Don't ever look at me and say why again.
I need a pen. I threw it at you and I need a pen.
I give you a pencil.
Nope.
There was a pencil.
I'm better off with the pencil and my eraser.
Alright, so when we last left off, Celine and Molly, or should I say Matushka and Mad Molly Reynolds, had stealthily, wink wink, nudge.
Yeah,
nudge.
Thanks, Molly.
What did I do again?
Break the window?
Oh, the no. Window won't work. Sponge.
Yeah.
I was getting really tired at that point, okay? My character's brain doesn't work anyway, so you know.
Yeah, whatever. Excuses.
The window told me to do it.
The window told you to do it.
What? That's so neat. Suicidal window.
Why?
It's a suicidal window.
Suicidal window.
But it really want it, you know? Didn't like being proud.
So right as we... You know, I'm not even going to draw this out because it's not even worth it. The room is so small. So we're going to go right into combat.
What weapons do I have on me right now?
Nothing.
I don't have my bag.
Doesn't she have her pick or something?
You've got your bag, but you don't have any weapons in your bag.
Well, I have my pick.
That's true.
Can I beat somebody over the head if I don't like it?
Well, you have one side sharp, remember?
Yeah, do I have my pick back, or is it stuck
to
something?
You have...
Because I used it for something. I don't remember if it's stuck to something.
No, that was the train.
No, I used it again, and I was like, you better not, like, have me lose my pick, because I love my pick. and I don't remember if I think I
no, that was your hammer.
My hammer.
You use your hammer to get to break the window.
Alright, but I have a hammer and a pick and stuff. I have blunt objects.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can beat them over the head.
I still have my vibrant
knife.
You've
got a hammer.
And didn't I manage to?
They've got guns.
Didn't I manage to break off my to break out there? My oh no, my axe.
You just arrived in the room.
No, but
your
I
pick
had it, my
your axe isn't. You don't have your axe. Your axe
my
was.
Pick
you
that
had
I
your
had.
Pick and I only, and you managed to get one side off of.
Right. Okay.
Open.
That's what I was trying to remember. Right. What items I have.
Oh, give me your sheet real fast, please.
Me?
Yeah.
This?
Oh, you know, hang on, we'll write it in later. Don't worry about it. I was going to write in your power, but since you don't have the device right now, it's not kind of pointless.
What does the fiber knife do again?
You roll your mad science, and it gives you like a +2 or a +4 to damage. Basically, what you're doing is it actually keeps a couple chips of ghost rock inside the thing. And you click it a few times, but you've basically done is you've harnessed the vibrations from the screaming noise that Ghost Rock makes to make the knife kind of go.
Okay,
so,
this whole thing sounds just a little bit too corroding for my taste.
Okay.
I can't believe
I've
never
had
headphones
with me. Well, we're going to get to you really fast. Believe me, this is not going to be
a conversation.
You're allowed to make whatever comments you want, dude.
Yeah, seriously, you can say whatever you want. You're not going to offend me.
Oh, yeah, hey.
I know that you would be surprised.
Yeah, you'd be very surprised. Just for the people listening, we now have Mooten with us from the... He for those of you who listen in the order things come out, he plays in my other Deadlands game, the Texas Rangers game, but he's playing something very, very different.
Hello.
What's your character's name, by the way?
Lao and Long.
Lao and Long.
Really?
You want to hear my master's name?
What?
Lao and Ming. You want to call him Ming the Merciless or Ming the Merciful?
Ming the Mad.
No, I'm the Mad.
Oh, that's right. You're the Mad. All right. So... Celine, you're standing at the top of a ladder into the little storeroom. Molly, you are currently just inside the window of the storeroom, and the marshal and two other guys have just kind of come through the door. Celine, you're moving on an 8 of spades. Molly, you're on a 5 of diamonds. They're on an ace of spades.
Ouch.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good.
Ace, it goes from top to bottom. Ace, king, queen.
So they're
going first. So the marshal's actually just kind of there, comes in the door. What in tarnation do you think you're doing? And he's gonna actually he pulls his weapon and points it at you. And both his.
Why didn't he have a weapon? I thought there were no weapons in this town.
He's the marshal.
Still.
No.
Counterintuitive.
So there. So
then again, that's government for you.
Yes, it is. So the two. Wow. So the two. His two deputies, who are with him, pull guns and point them at you. And he says, "Don't move. I got you covered. Don't do anything stupid." And that's going to end his turn, actually.
Now I really do wish Dr. Henson were wearing this
one. No dynamite. Which brings us to Celine. What are you doing? You're at the top of this thing. They apparently have not noticed you yet.
You said I'm top of a ladder?
Remember you went in the...
Yeah, I know. I'm from the roof, but I wasn't sure if it was stairs or ladder that I was at the top of the truck.
I'm pretty sure I said it was a ladder.
Okay. I know you said today it was a ladder. That's what I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I'm pretty sure I said last time it was a ladder, too, so... I'm just gonna...
I have a memory like a sieve, so I'm doing that. Anyways, is there any, like, clearance for his head, or he would have to actually, like, go down the ladder in order to...
What do you mean?
Is there any way to, like, leap through the hole and... get somebody if they were close enough, or would you have to go down
not,
the ladder?
They're not really close enough. Like, the ladder's on one side of the room, and the door is at the other. You hear them downstairs. You could kind of, like, grab the edge of the floor and, like, swing your head under and look through the ceiling kind of thing. What were you thinking of trying to do? I mean...
Well, I'm just going to hold my action until someone came close enough if I could jump on them. But if I can't jump on them, then he'll just hold his action and I'll think of something else.
All right, so you're gonna put your card up your sleeve. That's fine. Molly, what are you doing? She's holding her action. She's choosing to... Basically, you can take your card, hang on to it,
right,
and see what happens.
So
there's a gun pointed at you.
There's three.
There's three guns pointed at you. That's right.
What's like around me,
Laura? Well, there's a bunch of crates. There's a couple bags. You don't know. You're not exactly sure
shelves
where.
Shelves or anything?
What?
Shelves or anything? Anything I can jump behind?
Jump behind? Not really. From where you're standing, no. I mean, there's some crates kind of behind you, but I mean, you're basically looking. Maybe I should draw this out, but I can't find my markers. I know I have the other. You know, here, let me pause the recording and go.
Anoa?
Yeah.
What's the limit for using fate chips? Is it one per round, one per action, or what?
You can only re-roll once. But if you have one of each color, you can re-roll and then add a die six. Or add a die six and re-roll, but if you re-roll, you re-roll everything, including the die six. Alright, so, Molly, it's basically like...
I know what happened to my shoulder. You hit me last night.
Molly, it's basically about a 10-foot wide space by about 20 feet long. You're, like, right here. They're kind of in the door here. Actually, I guess it's about 25, because they're in the door right here. So you're standing right here. No. So the setup of the room is it's a 10-foot, or 12-foot, rather, by 6, 12, 24, 30 feet, because each square is actually 2 yards. So you're here. They just came through the door here, and so they're standing here. The ladder's over here. So you're standing here. The marshal is here, and the Goonies are to either side. I really wish I knew.
There's nothing behind.
Except the wall, no. So no, there's nothing behind you, but. But, like, I mean, there's a couple bags on the floor, but... So there, yeah, I mean, do you want to just, like, hold up your hand and say,
huh?
Are you basically just holding your action to see what happens next, or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Right.
You have your card. Okay. So next round, Molly. Oh wait, you're holding your card, so that actually is them. So they're gonna go ahead and step forward, and he'll step forward up to you and tell you to put your hands on your head, and his two cronies will stand there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sitting next to you. At this point, Selena, are you hanging down and looking down, or are you...
He's staying out of sight. He really knows what's going on.
He is staying outside, or he's not?
He's not going to go hang.
Okay.
He's staying out of sight. Yeah.
Alright. Well, at this point, the marshal himself is actually kind of standing directly under the ladder.
I thought they were across the room.
Right. They just crossed the room to surround Molly. And now they're directly... The marshal's... You can see the marshal directly beneath the ladder. And right now they've got you... If you're not putting up any resistance, they're going to grab you and hold you for a second.
Well, soon
Liz will
take me out of the room, right?
Well, who's first? Molly or me in the initiative then?
You're both kind of acting whenever you want to act.
Okay, well, once the guy appears beneath me, I'd like to drop on him.
Okay.
I do have fighting.
All right, go ahead and make a fighting roll.
Okay, so that is D6 plus wild die. 6 on the wild, reroll a 1, so 7.
Yeah, that'll... So you drop right down on top of him. And, and knock him to the ground. Go ahead and roll me just straight strength damage.
No wild dice for that, right?
No wild dice for that.
I hope I do match.
Bye, Mom. Okay, 2.
Okay. You don't really hurt him, but you've got him pinned to the ground.
Remember me? Hi there.
Hi.
Well, he's the one who hit me last time, so it's only fair.
Right.
Am I still holding my hand? I broke it in the
Hypothetically, yes, but they pretty much just grabbed your... You put up no resistance, so they grabbed your arms and probably disarmed you. Alright. Go ahead and make a fighting roll. Fighting is whatever your fighting score is, plus a DC. On the right side, first page of your character sheet. The one that says Deadlands on the top of it, and look on the right side where all the skills are. The right. Right side.
Yeah, I'm looking at the right side.
You're looking at the left side.
Okay, well, what's the other
side? Six-sided, like, and your wild card.
Yeah.
2 1s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Reroll! Use a chip! Reroll!
Which chip do I use?
To reroll, you can spend any of them. If you've got the red one, you can use that one.
Isn't the red one better than the white one?
Well, you can use it as a D6, but I get a draw from the fate pot if you do.
What, one of these?
No, the red one. Yeah, if you're just going to do
it... I mean, why would I use one of my better chips?
Then don't. So throw it in the throw it back in the fate pot. And roll again.
1, 2.
I'm grabbing you. Yeah, I mean you can kick one. Go ahead and just roll whatever your strength is.
2 and a 4, yeah.
No, you don't hurt him, but you did,
Did he drop?
They don't, no. Well, you kicked him, I mean...
I was hoping to serve. Well, what else can I do other than kick him?
You could have fought against him.
You could have bitten
him. No, you could have basically just fought against the two of them.
Oh, okay.
I think I just glued something to my foot.
I'm gonna laugh so fucking hard that you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm not telling this about it, so it looks loose and just pull it off and pull the skin off. You can just lie there and sleep the same thing I told Steve every time he takes out his
fucking... Oh, tell me you got it.
It's deployed on him because he left the lock off of in the ambulance with a patient. It's deployed on his belt. The flip-blade thing he has... EMTs are left, guys. Technically legal weapons.
No, it...
Well, no, that wasn't...
Actually, that's a legal one.
There are certain weapons we're allowed, there are certain kinds of knives we're allowed to have that everyone can't have. And he ordered that off the site to be kept on if you're not
arrested.
Okay. It's technically a switchblade.
That's true. It's a utility switchblade. Okay. So, you kick at him. Celine dropped on top of their heads. And now I have to deal cards again. Selene, you're moving on a king. You're up first.
Okay. So how far away are the other two bozos?
One of them is like directly next to you.
Okay.
And the other one, you basically got one bozo, Molly, other bozo.
Okay, so I'll try to kick at the guy beside me in order to trip him, but still keep my hands on the sheriff if possible.
Okay, you could just pound the sheriff's head into the ground, but okay. Give me one sec.
But it's a peaceful city.
Right. You're funny.
It's such a pretty place. Yes.
No, yeah, just make a fighting check.
Okay. Wow, a 3 is my highest. If that doesn't work, I'll re-roll with my white chip.
Go ahead and re-roll.
A 4 is my highest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A 4 is your highest?
Yeah.
That will hit his toughness.
Okay.
Make a strength roll.
4. Woo-hoo.
Hold on.
Max dice. So do I roll it again? Or?
Of course. Always. Okay. Everything explodes.
6 total.
Hey, I like that.
6 total.
My little die 4 got to explode. It's so proud.
Okay. Hold on one sec. I gotta get to my... Alrighty, his strength is 6. Alright, so you basically kick the back of his knee, he starts to go down, and as he starts to go down, he lets go of your arm, Molly. So there's now two guys kind of like, what? He doesn't fall to the ground, but he kind of drops to his knee, because you basically just sidekicked him in the knee.
Off balance, yeah.
No, she did. He did.
Matushka did.
Matushka did, yes.
Ow, fuck.
Here she goes. Okay. So, Molly's up next.
Okay, two of them are on the ground and one of them isn't.
Big.
Two of them
are on the ground, one of them isn't. One of them still has a grip on one of your arms.
One of them still has a grip on one of my arms. I'm gonna try to get free of him.
Okay, are you gonna like hit him with your other arm to get free of him, or are you just gonna try and pull your arm away?
No, I'm gonna hit him in the face.
What?
No, I'm gonna hit him in the face.
Okay, so roll a fighting check.
I was saying that.
Right.
Alright, a 4 and a 1.
That'll hit. Okay. So you punch him in the face, roll your strength again, d6.
and the wild?
No, just strength. Let's go of you.
Okay.
And he's holding his nose. On their turns. Celine, you don't have the Marshall's arms pin, do you?
I don't have any kind of specialized fighting past.
I'm just asking if you were trying to pin his arms as you landed on him.
Well, I was saying, I was trying to keep him down while I was kicking at the other guy, but I didn't take a -2 to my roll.
She wasn't going
to
let go of her hand.
No. She's got him, but that can mean she has him, by the chest and is holding him down.
Yeah.
And if she's jumping down from...
But then wouldn't she be able to move her arms without she
hypothetically could have grabbed the other guy on the leg or punched the other guy. She's laying on top of the sheriff. So, I'm going to leave this up to you. Do you think you grabbed his arms?
They would have just, knocked him down.
Okay.
Because I didn't have enough time to get his arms.
So, then he is going to... So, his arms are free, which means he's going to take a swing at you. What's your parry?
Parry. 5.
Alright. Well, he hits you with a raise.
Oh.
And,
so that means stunned, or...?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
What's your toughness?
5.
He got an 8, so you're just stunned.
Okay.
It basically just whaps you in the side of the head, and you're kind of reeling from it.
He caught me distracted, darn it.
Yeah. The other gunman, one of the other, the gunman you kicked in the knee is going to turn and just try and punch you. That's not going to hit. Molly, the other one's going to take a swing at you. You kind of realize that they're not really paying attention to their guns. They don't seem to really want to shoot you guys. What's your parry? 5. It's on the left side, or okay. So he's gonna he'll take a swing at you, but you kind of duck out of the way. Next round, Molly, Flynn, bad guys. Bad guys go again. The marshal. That's a 9 versus you, Celine. That's a hit with... What's your parry again? 5?
5, yeah.
Alright, so that's a hit with a raise.
What do you have to get above a raise?
4.
Okay.
And you take another shaken result. You take a wound, but it's...
You said he hit me with an 8.
Huh? Right, then he rolled a 6 versus your, versus your toughness.
No, I was just wondering how that's a raise if you need 4 above what you get.
He rolled a 9, not an 8. He rolled an 8 the first time. But he just rolled a 9 now.
Okay, that makes more sense.
So he's gonna he punches you again, and you're really starting to feel it. The other guy doesn't hit you. Third one on Molly. The two other dudes are just not that good at hand-to-hand fighting, obviously. Celine, you're up next.
So, stunned or stunned and wounded or what?
You've got a stun and a wound.
And what does the wound do?
You got to take a -1 to all your rolls right now, but it's not going to be a very permanent wound.
But the hard to kill thing only is only for death rolls, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, no. Yeah, it's only for death rolls.
Okay. So stunned is what exactly? One action or?
Stunned, shaken. You're shaken. You can't do anything until you drop the shaken, except move, I think, half your pace.
So, a red chip to get rid of shaken, yeah?
Yeah, you can just spend a chip to drop the shaken.
Okay, and now I'm gonna try to punch the guy.
Okay.
So, fighting. Oh, they both got sixes, so both reroll.
Roll them again.
And the highest it comes to both.
I'm sorry?
I had sixes on both.
Right, and what was
I rerolled. The highest one had a four, so it's 10.
Well, you hit him with the ray. So you basically just grab him by the shirt and punch him in the face again.
I channeled my namesake. Nice spirit bear, yes.
So, okay. Roll damage.
That's a 3.
If you got that with a raise, you should be rolling a d6 with that.
Oh, and a d6?
Okay. Yeah, extra d6, add the 2 together.
Okay, so it's a 4 total then.
You punch him in the face, but he just kind of laughs at you.
Can I re-roll damage?
No, you can't re-roll damage. It's the one thing you can't re-roll. Though you do have a blue chip left if you want to add a d6 worth.
Say
again?
You're breaking up, Flint.
Yeah, you guys too, once in a while.
Yeah, say again?
The blue chip, does it need, like if I re-roll, I don't have to re-roll my attack, just my damage, right?
No, you can't re-roll damage, but you can add a d6 to that damage.
Alright, there goes my last chip.
Wow, one fight, all the chips down.
Hey, it's better than the last 3 chips, use no chips.
That's true.
Plus, in him, so he's only at, the damage.
Is it 6?
6 for damage, yeah.
Well, that'll shake him. That will shake him now.
Okay.
He
gave me that smug little grin, so I ground my knuckles into him a bit more.
Yeah. Molly. Make me a notice check.
Notice is... D10?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? This. D10.
Mooten.
D10.
That is D10.
And
Mooten.
The wild also?
And wild. Mooten, make me a notice check also. Mooten, make me a notice check, please.
Go on. With the wild thing?
4 and 6.
With the wild thing.
4 and 6.
4 and a 6. Okay. What'd you get the 6 on?
10.
Okay.
5 and a 1.
5 and a 1. You hear sounds of fighting as you come out the trap door in the outer room of the marshal's office. You hear a trap door open, and by the door, hey, holy crap, that's my bag! Or actually, I'm sorry, let's rephrase that. That's not your bag. That's Jess's bag, and that's my knife sticking out of her bag.
Oh.
And that's the cat.
It wants to be inside here. You can always just put your computer down. Get the damn cat.
So, Mooten, where's that little... Do you bring the mini... So you're in the outer room.
You know what? I'm being totally stupid about this. Why?
You got a belt
or something? It's not a tile that...
Yes, Chief. So yeah. So you're gonna get...
Is this outside?
No, you're this is the room, you're in the outer room out here. So basically we're gonna step away from them for 1 second. We're gonna focus on why Mooten just came out of
Alright, hold on a second. Joey wants a pet snitch as a cat, so I'm sorry, Roxy, just keep it in the head.
Okay, so Mooten. You? It's in the dining room, sweetie.
Your cat is ridiculous.
Yes, she is.
My cat is ridiculous.
You you arrived in this town and you have no idea what the hell happened. You woke up in this weird ass room and decided you had to get the hell out of here. So you broke out of the room. Nobody was around. You ran. You just started taking turns that you could find.
Oh, sorry.
And you found a ladder. You went up the ladder, came out of this trap door in what looks like, you know, every marshal's office you've ever seen, and you hear fighting in the back room.
I haven't seen many marshal's offices.
It's like it's
scared me so much.
As you poke your head out of the house, there's a cell over here, there's a desk over here that says, has a little placard that says Marshall on it. It's pretty obvious that it's the Marshall's office.
Do you have a cat brush?
Who's Marshall and what does he do? Oh, I haven't told you my backstory.
Well, we'll get to your backstory later. But you basically come out this trap door and you hear a bunch of people fighting.
Is there a front door?
There is.
Can I walk towards it?
You can.
No, I'm just gonna put my hand on the knob.
Yeah.
Just be like, turn around, go right back.
Okay. So, Mooten, you're gonna get dealt in on this turn.
I'm not gonna do anything dramatic like kick down the door.
No, that's fine.
I'm just gonna open it very normally and look inside.
Oh, the door? What, to the back room?
Yeah,
door's open.
Oh, okay. I'm just gonna kick in there.
Wait,
I'm not even taking credit for
that. That's recorded for posterity.
I know.
What happened?
Mooten.
Burped really loud.
Celine. Bad guys.
Wait, what do I get? Fine.
Celine, you are moving first on an ace of ace of hearts. Are you coming in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Screw my homework.
All right. So one of those guys is off balance. The other one's stunned beneath me, and the third guy is.
And the third guy is in the middle of a fist fight with Molly. Joey, just hang on. We'll bring you in.
Does it count as an action to stand up?
It's basically your movement to stand up.
No, but it doesn't do like the minus two penalty.
No. It's not a multi-action thing.
Okay. Where's the guy's weapon?
Are you gonna paint
the guy I'm stunned.
What is his weapon? He has it.
Where is it?
Oh, where is it? It's in his holster. He put it back in his holster when they went to go grab Molly.
Okay.
Where'd this come from?
Mom gave it to me years ago when I was a little kid.
Is it a toy?
It's a captain. The problem is that there was a latch on here, and it broke off, so it doesn't latch closed anymore. It's old.
Ow.
Yeah, it's old.
Is it latched in or something, the gun, or...?
Oh, sorry, we were talking about something else.
We're gonna go call Jess.
We had that.
Can you pause for a second? We're gonna try to figure out where Jess is.
Okay. Alright. So you're I'm sorry. Where is his gun? It's just sitting in his holster.
Right, but there's no like strap over it or whatever like they have now with the
No.
But we're paused right now anyways, right?
No, we're not. We're going.
Okay.
They're gonna go find Jess and we're gonna keep going, so.
Okay. Considering the spirits won't consider this using it per se, I'll take out his gun and chuck it at the other guy.
Do you have throwing?
I do indeed.
Go for it.
Okay, so 2 sixes, let's roll.
Good lord, lady.
11.
11.
Well done. 11.
Well, you'll hit his. Which one are you throwing at? The one next to you, or the one holding? Or that's in a fist fight with Molly.
The one stunned. I'm not going to throw it into a fist.
Whoa! So are you? You're throwing your bait.
No, at the guy. Sorry, at the guy who's off balance beside me. There, the guy I kicked.
Okay, so you're basically just throwing it. Are you throwing him at any specific part of his anatomy?
I was going for his head.
All right. Well, at a -4, that's still. A 7, which still beats his parry. So add a +4 to damage.
Okay. Okay, so what's the,
Hey, Jess, hold on one second.
Like, for my tomahawk would be strength plus die 6. Is it just strength plus die 4 for the...
Yeah, go ahead and roll strength plus the die 4, plus 4. Molly!
So, 3 die
my 4. Cell phone, Jess! Hey, Jess.
So, 3 die 4?
No, well, what's your strength? A die 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. A die 4... For the extra damage from the from the thrown weapon, and plus just a straight a number 4.
Oh, plus just a number 4? Okay.
Okay. Bye.
3. So both my die 4s have 3s, so that's 6 plus 4 is 10.
Basically, you grab the guy's gun, throw it at the other guy, and he just drops to the floor unconscious. Wham! Thud!
I just look down at the stone marshal and go, I can see why you think weapons are dangerous.
Damn, who needs bullets?
Actually, okay, so Ace, Mouton, you're up.
Alright. So what's the setup here?
Well, the door to the back is right here. You can get to right there.
Huh? It's right here?
6 would be there. So you step in the back door, and that's what you see.
Yeah.
There's this chaos.
Is there any space?
To move where? You're already next.
No, for them to fly back.
Not really. It's a tight room.
It's going to be very unpleasant. Can you do me a favor and just read Tai Chi to just clarify that for me?
Read the last part. Wall.
So, like, if there's, like, some space for them to move in,
basically, well, because keep in mind that each inch is technically 6 feet. So they're occupying, you know, so much space. So they can move back so many, so far.
All right.
So you walk in the room. Just as you walk in the room, you see the marshal on the floor. You see a deputy and 2 people fighting the marshal and the deputy. As you do, you get this mental flash of stuff having been done to you while you were in that room that you woke up in, and in your mind you saw the marshal standing over you laughing.
Okay. All right. I'll just go do what I was gonna do.
Okay.
One of those bad people.
Well, that's the thing, is that I wanted to clarify that, you know, normally people fighting the marshal. Wait a second here.
I'm trying my backstory. Something I gotta get.
Just.
Yeah, I'm just gonna punch the dude
right
closest to me.
Because
yeah,
technically he's on the ground with him just kind of...
All right, now where am I and what am I doing?
You're standing right there, this weird looking...
I'm getting cold back here. Can we turn it down, the air conditioner out a little?
Yeah, I can't. What'd you roll?
2 twos.
2 twos.
That's pretty bad.
Penny darted out of the room and Roxy is sitting on a towel.
Where did the hat go?
Roxy fell
over. Re-roll it.
What's she doing?
Oh, you should have seen. 5 and 1, 5 hits.
Wait, fine.
What?
No, I thought that I would move.
Wild card die, 5 hits. Oh. It's either or, not add together. Joe, did you bring your desire fate chips?
You might have got a 1d4 I can use real quick?
Yeah.
Because it's basically just... It's not damage,
that's fine. Just
launch it back.
Actually, it doesn't really matter because he has nowhere to go. So he bait... Don't worry, Mouton.
Well, he's going to hit a wall, regardless.
Yeah, he's going to hang on to a d4 in case you need it later.
I can find one on
the wall. Okay. So you punch him into the... And he goes... Thud. He automatically will take a shaken result from that. What's the... roll your damage on it. Because you have, like, an... you've got, like, improved unarmed strike or something, right?
Who is he hitting?
He's hitting the guy who Molly was in a fist fight with.
Okay.
I have no idea what's going on.
It's all right. You don't need to. You're not there.
Oh, I'm not there. Okay.
You're not there. What?
2-1.
So, 3. He's already shaken, but you don't hurt him any further. All
right.
Molly, you're up. So this... This weird look... Are you... You're what? Chinese kind of looking?
No, I'm American. But okay. I am wearing a poncho and sombrero. And underneath it is Chinese clothing, so it's very strange.
So a very strangely garbed man just kind of walked into the room... Walked into the room and... Punched the guy you were fighting. The guy you were fighting went flying... Like, the guy didn't even... It didn't even look like he punched him that hard. But the dude went flying back and smacked
him
into the wall.
I'm going to run over and get my knife.
Okay.
Just bad.
Because he's shaking, you'll be able to run right past him. So you run over, snatch up your knife.
Do I still have a move?
No, you can't really move again because you kind of ran over and picked up the knife.
Okay.
Are you going to do anything else?
Yeah, no, I mean, do I still have a move? Do I still have to do something?
Oh, an action. Because you had to bend over and grab the knife, you can, but you'll take a minus 2. I mean, are you going to, like, activate your knife?
How does my knife work again?
You make a mad science roll. If you succeed on the mad science, it'll activate and... Nope, that's...
D10.
D10.
And wild card 2?
Yes.
So I was like, what the heck was that? Alright, I have a 5, and what does this mean again?
If you got maxed, if you got the symbol, re-roll it. Because you'll and add
1.
So you got 11.
Hey, what's that? Minus 2.
11 minus 2. That's going to be a 9. Here is smite. So you click the button on your knife a bunch of times. Click, boom! Your knife starts vibrating, and you're going to get a plus... You got it with a... You activated it with a raise, so you have a plus 4... A plus 4 to all your damage that you deal with that knife. The knife... Give me your paper real fast. I'm going to write this in. There's Jesse. We're letting Jess in, and I'm looking up the stuff. This game goes a lot slower than our other game. You know that?
Well, that's because we're not. This is a little more. Everybody's on their phone. We don't have an instant over here. If you had an instant over here, you would have got started a lot sooner. Mm-hmm. We also don't have a mildly retarded huckster.
Can I drop my this in the card?
Yeah. Well, there's something that has to be on the card.
What's up?
Oh, we were talking about Jess's thing.
Oh. Come on in, Jess. How you doing?
She looks not alive. Yay!
You are not alive, or you are alive?
She's alive. This is
Mooten. Oh, I'm sorry. Jess, this is my friend Mooten, who is joining our game.
guy I was talking to about X-Men Evolution at the Fest on the
morning
the other day.
Uh-huh. Moon, why don't you actually, if you don't mind, switch to the other chair and just swing that chair around the end. Just
yeah, that's going to be the easiest way to fit someone.
Because it's just kind of tight over here.
Yeah.
And I kind of need a little bit of extra room over here for myself.
Yeah, so put that chair if you're sitting here and then take that chair.
Jess, you're...
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up and I'll do it. Okay.
That's your stuff.
I take the other chair.
What happened last time?
We will explain to you in a few minutes.
Solan and I basically were doing something, and now he just showed up. You and Joey aren't like where we are.
Yeah, we'll get to you. You and Joey. We will get to you and Joey in just a couple minutes.
We don't know where you are right now. Like, no. What time warp did we eat? No. What time else?
We got to time warp around 2:30. No, we. Yeah, we got there around 2:30. No, we got there, 2:30, quarter to 3, so 2:30 is about when we ate.
What are we doing for dinner?
Here we go. Chinese. That you can get
something like curry. Are you hungry already?
I'm really not. If you're hungry, yeah, we can...
I'm not hungry quite yet. Can you wait like 30 minutes or
so? You know what? Why don't we, I'm going to... Hold on. Alright, recording's going.
That's a creepy looking dog, dude.
Yeah.
That looks like
Wyatt
on drugs. Like if
you
gave her meth. Or
it's
something.
Dire
Wyatt. Except she'd just be faking. Alright,
so Molly, Mouton, Celine, bad guys. Molly, you're up first.
Oh, okay.
You've got this, so you got your knife out.
Right, where are the bad guys at? Two of them are over? Or was that an accident?
He's knocked out. She's on top of... They're kind of sharing a space right there.
Cause I'm going to go after the other guy.
So the one who's right there, fine. Your stuff's right there. If you make it... I wrote in on the second page your knife power and really bad handwriting. Second page. I'm sorry, the second page of the actual character sheet. It does a strength plus a d4 plus one plus...
strength?
No. If you're going to attack him with it?
Yeah.
Are you trying to kill him? Or are you trying to kill him, or are you actively trying not to kill him?
I'm trying to think of
I found the marker, by the way.
I'm trying to decide if my character would kill somebody without being sure they were 100% evil. I don't think my character would.
Okay.
So I really want him unconscious.
Okay. Basically, even with the vibrating knife, what you could probably do is smack him with the pommel of it, mm-hmm. and I'll let you still take the extra damage bonus for it being vibrating and active mm-hmm. without killing him. So make a fighting roll.
Right.
D6, I think you're fighting, yes? Mm-hmm. D6 plus a wild card.
Wait, D6, right?
Nope. D6 is the standard dice.
D6.
Wild card.
Wild card.
Roll him. You max it again. Roll it. Keep rolling.
Jesus. Two.
6-6-2 is 14. You hit with a raise. So what? Holy crap. Roll. Let's see. Your strength is a d6, right? Yeah. So roll 2d6, a d4, and add 5.
D4.
Mm-hmm. Roll that all. Add 5.
5, 4, 2. 9 plus 2.
No,
tiest 1 plus
2. No, all of it. Okay. Add it all together.
Okay. Oh.
5, 4, 2.
Right.
Okay. 5, 4, and 2 is 9,
11 plus 5, 16.
16. Thud! Drop. You wallop. You basically wallop him with that knife. And And he just goes down. Oh, I'm sorry. On your paper, mark down that your knife has 20 power points.
Okay, 20.
Just put 20 PP. And next to that 20 PP,
yeah.
Write / 17.
What does that mean?
It means you spent 3 power points to activate the knife. Mm-hmm. It.
So So does the knife completely run out of points at some point?
It regenerates at a rate of 1 point per hour.
And how long's an hour in the game?
Whenever I tell you an hour is gone by.
Okay.
You're it's basic.
So we have two guys unconscious and one with someone sitting on them.
Right. At this point, you went spades, clubs. So spades goes first. So
I can never tell when he laughs.
So Celine.
Yep.
The marshal who you're on sitting on top of goes to kind of swing at you.
Wasn't he shaken?
No, that was the other dude.
No,
oh, that's right. No, the marshal was shaken. Hold on. No, you're right. I'm sorry. Oh, but this was so much funnier.
For you, more painful for my guy.
No. This would have been funny for you. You know, I'm going to go with it anyway. Screw it. He shook his shaking, goes to take a swing at you. He rolled snake eyes, so he just punched himself in the nuts. He basically went to swing at you with his fist, completely missed you, and just went, wham, and just hammered himself. And
nice.
And he's shaking again. He's just sitting there. He's starting to cry now because it hurt so bad. Mooten, you're up. He's right. Well, these two guys are unconscious.
Okay.
She's kind of like crouched over him.
He talking about the character. It's a he.
Yeah. He is crouched over him and kind of hammering on him. Where are my dice?
Looks like everything's under control.
Hold action.
Okay.
Have Jess pick one of each die type out of my bag. Mooten, guide her through it, please.
I like this one.
And,
D20 is unnecessary, correct?
D20 is unnecessary. She needs 2d6, one designated as the wild card. Also, grab a second set for Joey. So you're holding action. Celine, you're up.
Okay, well, the marshal's obviously a moron, so, he'll just stand up and start checking the shells and stuff for his tomahawks.
You're just leaving him there? Okay. After a moment, you'll find your tomahawks and whatever other equipment you were missing in a bag with all of Joey's stuff.
Do I have all the knives in my knife? No, I'm still missing my,
Whatever you were missing, you found.
I found it.
You found everything, and you have Jess's stuff.
Oh.
You have all of Jess's. And it's not just whatever she was missing earlier. It's all of her things.
Oh. I
have
my hammer.
Everything.
The one I dropped.
You picked it up off the ground. Okay. So, at this point, we're going to come out of combat because it's kind of ridiculous. And he's just laying there crying on the ground because he hurt himself and is a moron.
Oh, okay.
I'll take that card of yours. So he's laying there crying on the ground. You guys have gathered your things, and there's a weird dude in a Chinese outfit, sombrero, and a poncho. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm looking.
You will find your. You'll find a bag of whatever you want.
All right, cool. I'm just gonna take that and sell one.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna say anything. I did my part.
Walks in, grabs his things, walks out.
Walks in, finds somebody, leaves. Okay.
Eats, hits, and runs. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking when I said that too.
That should be all the dice.
Yeah. What are you doing, Molly?
I don't know, what am I?
We're out of combat now. The poor sad marshal is laying on the ground holding his nards. Because he punched himself and is just totally pathetic. So Lenjin just got up and grabbed her things, grabbed his bag and started to walk out the door.
We have our stuff. That's why we came in.
Right.
I'm following. I don't know what's up with him.
Are you saying anything to him as he's walking out the door?
Yeah. Where the hell did you come from? Well, not hell. I am. Seriously, where did you come from? Was it a friendly room?
I remember bad things. That dude was laughing at several of my friends. And I'm just gonna keep walking until, like, to what I assume is, like, not the town, just the exit.
Okay, well, you get to the door. Clatter, clatter, clatter. Clunk. Ah! Door's locked.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey.
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey.
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling. Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.